You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But what could happen?
We're gonna get the shit beat out of us, that's all.
Just for holding hands. I don't believe that.
God, Evie, you are so sheltered.
Well, unshelter me.
That is Amelia with Unshelter Me. Amelia is going to be performing as part of a very cool free event alongside Native Bush and D Tyrone on Friday the 5th of February from 4 to 8pm down at the Alan Melville Centre for a thing called DJs on the Square. That's where my brain went there, which is part of the bigger umbrella of awesome events that are happening for Auckland Pride 2021. And we have got director Max Tweedy in here. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm pretty good on this Friday. A little bit stressed still, but
fair
but
enough.
Good.
it's a bit of a stressy week to be putting on very, very shortly a huge sort of plethora of amazing events with a little bit of COVID in the background. So I can understand it be a bit stressful.
Yeah, but hey, we're still at level one, and thank goodness, you know, like amazing work by our health workers and contact tracers. So yeah, really, really thankful that we're still at level one.
Yes, and actually, we were just talking off air as well. You've put in place some amazing, you know, things that will happen if, you know, hopefully we don't shift alert levels, but there are going to be heaps of contingency plans, so Pride will still go ahead in many different forms.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have, you know, like more than 200 events are kind of across the whole festival, and, you know, some of them range from, you know, parties, but some are also like little talks and workshops. So
cool.
As we kind of change levels, different events can still happen at different alert levels, and we just wanted to make sure that we were reassuring our community that we'll keep them safe, and that their kind of safety and health is our number one priority.
Absolutely. So when does it officially kick off, and what are some of the kind of, I guess, gems in the crown of Pride Festival this year?
Oh, that's a great question. So we kick off on the 3rd of February with our blessing at Maungafo in Mount Eden, Tuwhiritanga, which will be really beautiful as the sun rises. It starts at 6 a.m, so not expecting everyone to get up for that one. But yeah, so over the kind of 26 days, the whole month, we have more than 200 events.
Amazing.
Which are incredibly exciting. We kind of kick things off in that first week with the Pride Gala, which I'd love to be able to plug tickets for it, but we've sold out for it, which is pretty incredible. Which is headlined by the House of Covenant and the House of Iman, and that's one of the real gems of the festival. As we've seen, is we've got actually three Vogue balls throughout the entire festival.
Yeah.
We've got one at the Big Gay Out, the House of Iman is organising one the next weekend with a location to be announced, and then the following weekend we've got the Coven Ball at the Auckland Art Gallery, which is incredibly exciting. So that's kind of one of the gems. I mean, some of the other gems is kind of the usual incredible shows that happen at Q Theatre, at Basement Theatre, and also at the Civic Winter Garden this year as well. Auckland Art Gallery is kind of hosting an incredible program of events that ties into Toi Tu, Toi Ora, with a bit of a takatāpui lens, which is, you know, obviously really incredible. One of my other faves is the China Pride Festival's happening in that middle, the second to last weekend of Pride, the 19th to 21st.
Cool.
Yeah, awesome to have, you know, a kind of local group, China Pride, doing, you know, night markets and films and gala evenings and that sort of thing. But of course, you know, the real gems in our program are the march and the party on that final weekend. So
yes,
we have the free Auckland Pride March on the 27th, starting at 4 p.m. At Albert Park and heading down into the Pride Party in Aotea Square, which is part of Auckland Live's you know, huge Summer in the Square program that they've got running on at the moment. So we're the final event in that program, so it's going to go off. We've got some incredible headliners in Half Queen and Randa, and also some incredible hosts, Miss Gina and Hugo Girl, and the lineup's sick, and it's going to
be
such a fun free evening as we dance the night away in Aotea Square.
It's really awesome to be able to celebrate properly this year, because it's been a funny couple of years. There's been quite a lot of discussion about how particularly things like the Pride Parade have happened in the past. What have been some of the biggest changes, I guess, within the community that have led to where we are now with the Pride Festival?
I think it was about a refocusing, like, of our values and where our priorities lay, right? Like, I think what we undertook kind of in 2018 when we made the decision about asking police not to wear uniforms in the Pride Parade was we'd kind of listened to a variety of experiences in our community, and what we were really interested in was, you know, was how do these all affect each other? And so we were listening to our trans community, our Māori and Pasifika communities, communities of colour, about how, you know, they were impacted by seeing police uniforms. And so and we, you know, it kind of shifted focus and centred them in our decision making as a priority. So for us, we've kind of continued that in that kind of same value stream, is who are the communities that we really need to lift up, that we need to platform, that we need to give voice to, that still have, you know, progress to make, and those are the types of communities that we are looking at centering. And so, you know, from that decision, it has been a bit of a journey for the festival and the actual festival program to reflect that, and I think we're really starting to get there with some of the incredible events that are happening throughout the program. But you know, that's our role, and that's kind of why we tied in the theme for Pride 2021 is Karanga Atu, Karanga Mai, which is Te Reo Māori for call to me, call to us. So it's about a collective call for change. And so these are the types of communities that we want to hear from, that we want to amplify their voices, you know, see some change happen, but see people come together, see people celebrate. And so, you know, it's going to be an incredibly incredible festival.
And that, I think, is one of the things that's always really interesting about Pride when it happens as a festival, is it's a celebration and it is joyful and it is amazing and it's heaps of fun, but it is always a little bit of a call to action as well. It's a kind of, as you say, a moment of refocusing, a moment of like gathering together and focusing in on what are the things that need to happen now and what are the next steps to achieve, you know, equality and a bit more just generally people being more accepted in Aotearoa as well. What do you think are some of the things you're most looking forward to this year beyond the Pride Festival, but for the queer communities in Aotearoa? Because it's a new government, it's a new sort of like lineup of things. It's going to be a big year, 2021.
I'm looking forward to some action, and I think we've heard a lot of words over the last the last biggest legislative action was in 2013 around marriage equality, right? And so since then, there's just been this kind of void of lack of progress. So I mean, you know, we started talking. I mean, I was part of the conversion therapy campaign back in 2018. That still hasn't been done. We need to expand access to gender affirming care for trans people. We need to amend the Birth, Deaths and Marriages Act to allow trans people to self-identify. We need to ban intersex surgeries on intersex babies. We need to, you know, advocate more across the Pacific. I mean, I could go on and on and on, genuinely. But, you know, there's been so many, like, great policies that came out before the election. I mean, like, I think like 73 seats in Parliament support abandoned conversion therapy, and we're just like, you know, where is it?
Yeah.
You know, it should be one of those real legislative priorities. So, look, this year I'm really excited for some action. I'm really excited for the government to get their hands dirty. To, you know, do kind of a lot of the things that I've talked about, but also, you know, pass some hate speech laws and do some other stuff for our rainbow communities, because they've talked about it for the last 4 years and it's time to act.
Hard out. So if people want to get involved with Pride and they want to go and find some awesome events to go and be part of, where's the best place for them to head along to, Max?
Best place is our website, aucklandpride.org.nz, and on there you can find all of our events. And kind of see all the different bits of information, where to register for free tickets or where to buy tickets. Like 85% of our program is free, so
awesome.
It's real easy for everyone to get involved, and it is spread right across Tamaki Makaurau, whether you're in down in Mangere, whether you're out in Howick, Titirangi. We've got, you know, programming out there for all of you. So yeah, head to our website, but also there's also going to be flyers popping up everywhere with a full kind of calendar, so you can draw a highlight circle and plan the month of February.
Awesome. Hey, Max, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us this morning. I hope that the month is just a wonderful celebration and as we were saying, an awesome call to action as well. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us this morning.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Let's have some Randa. Everyone say tough enough, but I feel more like a buttercup. Fucked up on some puppy love. Troubles wishing I was rubber duck. Everyone say tough enough, but I feel more like a buttercup. Fucked up on some puppy love. Bubbles wishing I was rubber duck. Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a big heart with a hole in it. Watch me, I got no limit. Live like I got a death wish. Be, yeah, put a charm on my necklace. Yo, baby, I'm your best friend. Turn me upside down, do a keg stand. I'm coming over with an eggplant. Whip with my right arm, cook with my left hand. Everyone say tough enough, but I feel more like a buttercup. Fucked up on some puppy love. Troubles wishing I was rubber duck. Everyone say tough enough, but I feel more like a buttercup. Fucked up on some puppy love. Bubbles wishing I was rubber duck. Right time, right place. Keep up, high stakes. High times with a high pace. I like rice cakes on a nice plate. Lost like a little bit reckless. Woo! Lost like a little bit restless. Yeah, put another charm on my necklace. I think I got a death wish. I'm dramatic, not thespy. Just a bratty millennial feeling everything. Latte art, happy face. Sipping on a dead smile, caffeinate. I get on a vibe, can't catch a break. Already on a trip, look just like a holiday. Everyone say tough enough, but I feel more like a buttercup. Fucked up on some puppy love. Troubles wishing I was rubber duck. Yo, everyone say tough enough, but I
a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.